I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. With me now is NPR's Allison Samuels, who has been following the drama of R&B and hip-hop singers Chris Brown and Rihanna. Hey, Allison.
Hi, Tony.
So, what's up?
Chris Brown's squeaky clean image may be tarnished forever after the violent altercation that allegedly happened between him and his girlfriend, Rihanna. The story really keeps developing. But here to help us with the latest is media consultant Marvette Brito. Hey, Marvette.
Hi.
How you doing?
Really good, really good.
Well, listen, tell us a little bit about what you know about what happened with these two last Saturday night.
Well, this is the best example of these two pop icons really being grossly misrepresented in every way. We don't know from the horse's mouth exactly what went on. So we're hearing a lot of allegations, and there's a lot of, you know, accusations being thrown about. What we do know is that they both missed a very, instrumental, high-profile night in their lives, which is obviously the Oscars of Music, the Grammys. We know they weren't there. We know there was an altercation. We know that Chris was arrested. Beyond that, I think we really don't know what happened, what sparked it, what propelled it. We're all really grasping at straws and waiting to be told what really transpired.
Well, now, what have you heard? Because they have Rihanna's grandmother saying that she's doing okay. Have you heard anything about how Rihanna's actually doing? She's not in the hospital, but is she actually, you know, out and about? Or what have you heard about that?
You know, no one really knows. That's the thing. No one has seen her. And this guessing game is really, again, when I talk about the misrepresentation, someone on Rihanna's team, on Chris's team, need to diffuse all of this negative press that's swirling. You know, he was an all-American, wholesome pop idol. She was a pop princess, and they both are headline news in a negative way. So we don't really know what's going on. We're hearing that, you know, Jay-Z is getting involved.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, Marvette. What are some of the worst rumors? I mean, what have you heard that upset you more, you know, most?
Mm-hmm. I think what I've heard that's upset me the most is, you know, the pimp slap in the New York Post today. I mean, you know, just the level of the words that they're using to describe something that clearly transpired between the two people who we haven't heard from has really been a bit unsettling to hear. Many people.
But when the police have to get involved, when you have to be taken to the hospital, obviously, you know, she was hurt. I mean,
definitely transpired. Or, you know, it's also, you know, the heat of the moment, the passion. She was probably alone, and certainly something happened between them, but we just don't know to what degree. It could have been a slap. It could have been, we have no idea. But whatever it was enough to send her to the hospital. It could have been a bite, like we're hearing. You know, we really don't know. I would imagine that, you know, the more we hear, but I don't think it's as brutal as it's being made out to be.
Well, let me ask you this. In instances like this, you know, with celebrities, sometimes they're very hesitant to press charges. Do you think if there is any chance that she might do that if it was a situation where he hurt her?
She won't press charges. I'm absolutely sure that she won't press charges for two reasons. A, she's not going to want to, you know, go to court over and over again with someone she was clearly, you know, in a relationship with for well over a year. So I think the passionate heat of the moment and maybe the anger of the moment drove her to do that. But post, you know, now that it's all over, her representatives will sit down with her and they'll both want this to go away as quickly and painlessly as possible.
That's a good point and a good segue. How do they repair their images? How does Chris repair his image in particular? I mean, Rihanna's the victim seemingly at this point, allegedly. How does Chris Brown?
Well, Chris Brown, we need to hear from Chris Brown. We need to hear his side of the story. I mean, you know, to emerge and to keep going after such, I mean, abuse is really something that we just don't tend to tolerate, particularly, you know, domestic abuse. It's something that, you know, many people are faced with every day in this country and beyond this country. So I think that he needs to speak. We need to hear sincerity and humility from him. You know, and what I think this will do is now we have two of the biggest advocates for domestic violence, for domestic abuse. And I think that is a good thing. That'll be the you know, redeeming quality from all of this that will be helpful. And maybe his lyrics will change a little bit. You know, we won't just see him say, I'm sorry, and, you know, he not be mindful of this mishap. But in order for him to ever rebound from this, I'm seeing radio stations saying they're no longer playing his music. I mean, this could be a really detrimental blow to someone who had a really, really bright future.
Okay. Thank you so much, Marvette. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Marvette Brito is an entertainment and corporate brand strategist. She runs the Brito Agency. She spoke with us from our office in New York.